Grace to you and peace from God who makes and creates all things, even you. Amen. The kingdom of heaven is like. And then Jesus gives us five different stories about what the kingdom of heaven is like. And the common theme among all of them is that it seems to be hidden, it seems to be worth a great deal, and then it is found. And in some of the parables, it is something of such great worth that the finder will give up everything to have it. Now, this, I think, is one of those texts that we've heard little snippets and bits of over most of our lives. And I'm not sure how much time we've spent trying to figure out exactly what it means, which is why I just love, at the end of the gospel, Jesus says, "Have you understood all this?" And absolutely bald-faced, they all say, "Well, yes." "Really? Have you understood all this?" "Thank you, Bill." You know, the world seeks one honest man. Today it's Bill Potter. "I don't get it. I've been studying it for over 20 years, and I still don't get it. I don't get it because on the one hand, Jesus says that the kingdom of God is at hand. It's right here. It's right in front of you. And then on the other hand, it's this treasure hidden in a field, and it's the mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds, or leaven, which is the smallest of all critters, or a pearl. It's all of those things." It leads for a kind of confusion, unless. Here's a quote. "Getting what you want is not all that hard. The trick is wanting it after you get it." Anybody know where that quote came from? Famous theologian, Katharine Hepburn, in An Affair to Remember. The kingdom of heaven is God's free gift given in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It cost us nothing. It is God's reign in the present age, God's presence in our very lives. It is here, and it is now. The trick, it seems to me, in this gospel lesson is wanting it now that we have it. Or maybe even recognizing that we already have it. Throughout most of my teen years, I was part of that age in the 70s when everyone was looking for it. Remember those bumper stickers? Don, I'm sure you remember those bumper stickers. "I found it, yes, I found it." And then the analog to those was, "I never lost it." And then my other favorite one, "What was it we were looking for?" As if somehow the key to life was searching for that perfect meaning, that affirmation, but in a kind of negative way. That search for the kingdom plays itself out in all kinds of ways, especially in the religious world. It can play itself out in moralism, where the way to find one's way to the kingdom is to be morally upright, follow the rules, never sin. Ever tried it? I can hardly get out of bed in the morning. You know, I could lay perfectly still and I will have already sinned. Right? So that didn't work for me growing up, especially as an adolescent. You know, I may have found it, but I'm not sure I liked it. So moralism is one of the ways, and it plays itself out by creating a narrow pathway. And if you fall outside of that pathway, if you are, in these days, for instance, in one of the ways that it plays itself out is that if you're not rich enough, then you're obviously not in favor with God. If you are not perfect in every way, then obviously God does not favor you. It also plays itself out in a kind of desperate nihilism, where people realize that the search for God adds up to nothing, that it's foolishness. Yesterday, God bless her, we were at the Makiki District Park, and we were there as a church, and we were making ourselves visible, and we were giving away shell lay, just as, you know, we don't care. You could be Baptist or whatever you wanted to be. And one lady said, "Oh, no, thank you. I'm an atheist, and I belly dance." And I thought, well, that's... I thought it was cool that she belly danced, but I wasn't sure where the atheism came in. Then I thought, I bet there's not that many Lutheran belly dancers. Again, it is a perception that somehow if one falls out of some normal practice, that one must not be able to participate in the kingdom. In religious circles, it can also take the way of fanaticism, where one takes one's spiritual journey so narrowly and so vehemently that you're willing to kill others who disagree. So our search for the kingdom can take all kinds of shapes. In some places, it takes the shape of habit. We mistake our spiritual journey or our habits of worship and our habits of living as being a spiritual journey. We think if we just keep going through the same motions week after week after week that somehow we will wear God down to finally agree with us. But the kingdom of heaven is more than all this. It is like leaven. Have you ever seen a speck of leaven? We bake in our house, and I spill things when I bake. So Jeannie quit buying the big jars of leaven. She buys the little packets, because I can't spill as much. They are tiny little critters that if you put them just a little bit in a whole bunch of flour, the whole thing gets infected. So the kingdom of heaven isn't some huge, big, great entrance of, you know, this bejeweled Jerusalem falling down out of the sky as much as it is a tiny world, a tiny word in a hungry world that changes everything. In my own faith life, the kingdom of heaven became clear when I became a part of a church who loved people for who and where they were, who were willing, without hesitation, to accept people who were different and strange and maybe not all that normal, whatever that is. It's a little thing, isn't it? It's just a little thing, but in me it became like leaven. And I've seen it happen again and again and again. That when people get loved for who they are and where they are without hesitation, that they find home. More than anything, it seems to me in this gospel, the kingdom of heaven is God's invitation to be home. To be home in the cross. To be fed at the family table with bread and with wine. To reach out into our neighborhood and our world with a little bit of leaven so that even people who see themselves as atheistic belly dancers would have a place and feel welcome. The kingdom of heaven is like so many things, but most of all, the kingdom of heaven is like God active through you in the world. It isn't much of a parable, but it sure is powerful. So in these readings for today, we see God issuing an invitation, giving us a gift. I wonder, though, sometimes if maybe Katharine Hepburn isn't right. The issue, the hard part, is not getting what we want, which is God's love and the kingdom of God, but wanting it, cherishing it, loving it, and living it after we already have it. That's the challenge for our church. Amen.